Skeptics might once have doubted NASCAR on TV, where it is now huge, but how about televised poker? In the past 2 years, the televised World Poker Tour has reinvented the card game as a spectator sport. There are now tournaments with celebrity players on 4 cable television networks. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger reveals poker's Hollywood connection.
Let the chips fall where they may tonight on the World Poker Tour.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the World Poker Tour.
It's after midnight, and one last channel surfing before bedtime lands you on the Travel Channel.
He's got that inside straight draw, but now he hits his top pair, queen.
Hit his queen. This might get him in a little more trouble.
I'm going to check.
But he's going to check it.
And Aisha checks behind him.
Oh,
look at those long arms, Vince. Oh, she is grabbing that pot. She's loving it.
If it was paper, I would rub it all over myself.
And yes, that is that Wonder Years actor Fred Savage getting creamed by Aisha Tyler of Friends at the World Poker Tour. And after staying up way too late watching, the thought of some celebrities actually losing their money is the perfect sleeping pill.
I was the first actor to play poker at that level, and I thought I was unique, and I didn't realize that anybody could do it.
He's not in the cast of Friends, but in 1975, he was just as famous.
There's so much luck involved in poker that anybody with a decent skill level can be competitive with anybody else.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
After Welcome Back, Kotter was canceled, actor Gabe Kaplan became a highly rated poker player, winning the Super Bowl of Poker in 1980, then nearly winning the World Series of Poker, a first for a Hollywood celebrity playing against professionals.
But even though the players liked it when I won the first tournament, they were really upset that I was competitive in the World Series of Poker. But I was lucky those 2 years, and luck is the biggest element in poker.
And hitting it big as an actor. Few careers are riskier gambles. Staying on top is even trickier, which might explain why famous actors are drawn to poker.
In Hollywood, it's like the in thing now. I know Tobey Maguire likes to play, and everybody said that he's a really good player. I was playing in Las Vegas, and I know Leonardo DiCaprio was playing in the poker room, and they said he was playing pretty good.
The game celebrities are playing these days, as Gabe Kaplan demonstrated, is called Texas Hold'em.
You want me to deal?
Two people can play Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
Players are dealt 2 cards face down. The dealer flips 3 cards face up, and after betting, the dealer flips another card face up called the turn card. Then later, a final card face up called the river. Players can use any of the 5 cards on the table or the 2 in their pocket to form a 5-card poker hand.
See, I saw you look at your cards already, and you were kind of confused. So I don't think your cards are too good.
Yes, I
okay,
would.
Now what do you have?
Look at that.
You have a 5-10.
And weep, Gabe Kaplan.
But you didn't even know you had a pair of 5s.
What you're saying, basically, is that I shouldn't go to Commerce.
I don't think you should go anywhere near a casino. I don't think you should drive by it.
I'm not going to let Gabe Kaplan control my life. So I got in my car, and I drove to Commerce, Hollywood's Vegas, but closer. 45 minutes from Los Angeles are the Commerce Casino's 200 dedicated poker tables, where many a celebrity is bellied up in a game of Texas or Hollywood Hold'em. Casino spokeswoman Nancy Friedman is discreet.
Big leading men like Ben Affleck come here, gamble, are here often. Do you see him?
I don't want to comment on that.
You don't? Does the casino not want to talk about that to protect their privacy?
Exactly.
Ben Affleck's opponents are less discreet.
Jennifer's ex-boyfriend, he came into play. He was here all night. Nobody bothers him because that's part of the casino policy at the Commerce Casino is they don't let you bother anybody. They're here to gamble just like me or you.
20-year veteran Joseph Dottoli, Easy Joe, calls Commerce Casino his home turf.
Would I call you Easy or Easy Joe or
yeah,
Joe?
They call me E-Joe. Before I got married, it was Easy Money. Then after I got married, it was Easy Joe because she took all my money. And now, because I'm in the casinos and everybody knows me by E-Joe.
When dealt a bad hand, E-Joe says the real talent is not letting it show, the bluff.
Playing poker will make an actor better.
On screen, perhaps. But at the table, the best actors are still the seasoned players like Easy Joe. And they like nothing more than when the open seat beside them he is taken by the inexperienced and famous.
Of course you'd rather beat somebody that you've seen on TV. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun than beating a truck driver from Iowa.
For Day Today, I'm Brian Unger.
You can hear our complete collection of Unger reports at our website, npr.org. And poker fans and Gabe Kaplan fans, the World Poker Tour visits the Commerce Casino in Los Angeles next week. That'll be carried on the Travel Channel.